Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. If you are watching this episode, please comment how happy you are that I moved my setup because it took me so fucking long. And it's been a shit show. I've been at this for like an hour, and you've been here with me for 40 minutes.
Yeah, so. But I knew that you were going to take a while, so like I waited till the last minute to do everything as well. I was doing it as you were setting up too. So
perfect. Yeah, we say like we say the time we're going to start, and then it's like, you ready? And I'm like, yeah, I'm setting up. So I'm not ready, but I say yes, I'm ready. I'm setting up, which is not me being ready at all.
Yep.
But my book is out. We just have to talk about. I know that this is coming out later, but we're recording this 2 days after my book.
2 days
has come
after,
out.
Yeah.
People already finished it.
Like, it's pretty short and people don't have anything to do.
No, but I think the craziest part was on Tuesday when it came out, I was getting messages of people like Tuesday evening being like, I just finished listening to the audiobook. And I'm like, what?
It's 8 hours long. So
that's a lot. That's
it's how much like people usually go to work for. So if they're not going to work or school's out, congratulations to the people that graduated.
Oh, yeah.
Then they don't have anything else to do.
That is true. Well, it's exciting for me. I'm happy about it. Well, anything new with you?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. Oh, yes, actually there is. I'm starting a little garden.
Oh, what are you going to make or grow?
Tomatoes and cucumbers.
Oh, I love that. That's fun. Oh, I want a garden.
I'll bring you some. I'll drop them off at your door.
Oh my God.
It's going to be like a couple months from
That's
now.
That's fine. But. I'm into it. I love a garden. It's very like Ina garden.
Are you wearing pants?
No, I'm wearing shorts. Are you like pussy out?
No, I've got on my little thought shorts for twerk class.
Oh, I've got on bike shorts. Like the cute kind, not like I'm going cycling.
I'm with not the cushion in the ass.
Yeah, but they're like the Speedo material. They've got like the lines. Well, guys, this is Don't Blame Me. It's an advice podcast. You call in, we give you advice. And if you want to call in for an upcoming episode, the phone number is 310-694-0976. And international listeners, wow, I almost forgot about you guys. I am so sorry. Send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com and we will hopefully answer it. Should we get into the calls?
Not to do it. Speaking of international.
Hi, Megan, Melissa, and possible guest. So I had a question regarding some advice in my relationship. I've been together with my boyfriend for 5 years. I'm 27. He's 29. We have a house and a dog and all of that. About a year ago, he said that he has kind of like a pit when he thinks about future and marriage. And it's something that we've been talking about. And I was like, you know, does that mean you don't want to marry me? You don't see a future with me? And he just didn't know. So we've been trying to talk about it. We've always had really good communication in our relationship, but it's been something that's been there for the past year or so. And about a week or so ago, he came to me and said that he finally kind of figured out what the pit is, and it had to do with children. And that was that he didn't know if he couldn't see himself having children, or he said when he thought about who would be the mother of his future children, and he thought of me, it didn't automatically click that that would be the case. So of course, this upset me a lot. You know, we've been together for 5 years. I'm in my late 20s. Like, what the hell? What do you mean you don't know if you want kids with me or couldn't see me as being the mother of your children? So I kind of freaked out and told him that I can't wait forever. I have a genetic condition that means that I am more likely to miscarry. So he knows that, and he knows that, like, I can't wait till I'm 35 or, you know, whichever, because I don't know how that will affect me being able to get pregnant and have children. So he, you know, we cried a lot, we talked a lot, and I told him that I can't wait forever and I need to know. He also agreed to go to couples counseling with me, which we're doing this week, to try and figure out what that means. But I'm in a really hard spot, and I don't know, like, how long I should be waiting for him to figure his shit out. You know, like, we've built this life together, and basically if I leave, I'm starting from scratch. I will be back to renting, I will be back to like everything, and it's just really scary. And I love him, and I always pictured us having children together and going through a future together. And then just to be told this all of a sudden out of the blue is really scary. And I don't know if I should be waiting months for him to figure it out or see how couples counseling goes or whatever. So I could really use some advice, because I'm really freaking out. And yeah, if you can give me some advice, that would be great. Love the podcast. Love you guys. Thanks.
What is with these trash men saying, like, if you think this shit in your head, fucking filter. Like, do not say that. Like,
it's so hurtful.
And it's so, there's no other goal. There's no other outcome or, like, desire that you have when you say, oh, I don't see you as the mother of my children. That all that is, the only intention there is to hurt. And I don't, and I think people think that, like, honesty is like the best policy. Yeah, but like, there's certain instances and certain things that you say or certain things that you feel that you have to, if that was me and that's what I thought in my head, my initial reaction would not be, oh, let me tell my partner that. It was like, why do I feel that? Like, what is going on with me that's making me feel that sort of way? And if I feel that way, that's on me. I'm not going to put that on my partner, because they can't, like, you can't control anything. And it's like him essentially saying, like, oh, I, like, it starts off by being like, oh, I don't know if I want to have kids, which is, if you guys have already discussed this and something that you've always wanted, is already kind of a blow. And then it's like, actually, no, it's not that, maybe it's not that I don't have kids. I just don't know if I want you to, And it's not even saying that I don't know if I want to have kids with you. I don't know if I see you as the mother of my children. Like, that's, it's insulting. Like, that's just.
It is. And it's like that spot has art. It's like reserved for somebody else.
Yes. I'm like a huge proponent of couples counseling, but I don't think this dude is it. And I think for you, I think you know that. Like, I think you know that this, and like you even saying, so you saying, I don't want to wait around for months. Waiting around for months was like very, like I was assuming years. So if you're not even willing to wait around for months, I think that you're kind of using that as your excuse to get out, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I think you need to, or not even think, you need to reframe how you're feeling about it from your end, because you're not starting over. And like, I hate when people think about that, because that's like saying your first kiss never happened. Like, the next person that you date, you're starting over. Like, no, you're gaining life experience. You're getting relationship experience. You're learning about you. Like, 5 years were not a waste at all. And they weren't a waste, or like sending you back to zero or to the start of any sort of relationship. Like, you don't walk in the same person that you leave, and relationships come into your life for a reason. It might not be forever, but it's not a waste. And there's no reason to stay just because you feel like it means that you have to start from square one, because you don't. I know so many people who got out of like long, long, long-term relationships, and the next person they met, it was instant. They knew what they wanted right away. They were much more ready to commit, and they got married within like a fucking year of meeting each other.
Yeah.
And they're so happy, all that.
Yeah. There's this guy that I knew that he was with his girlfriend for like 10 years. And I was like, do you guys want to get married? And he was like, no, everything's great with us. I love our relationship. And then they broke up at some point. And then like he got into another relationship, and it was like instant. Like, he was like, I want to marry this woman. Yeah. We're having a child. And it's like, sometimes you're just with people because you think you should be, because you've been in the relationship for so long. And I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because you're saying, if I leave, then it's starting all over, like hitting a reset button. But that's not what's happening here. You are comfortable in this relationship, and you've known for a whole year that there were red flags there.
Mm-hmm.
He's come to the decision. He's told you something that's hurting you. You're going to counsel. But by this point, you went to counseling a couple weeks ago, but you called us. And I feel like that you aren't even trying to give counseling a chance, because you're already out of this relationship mentally.
Yeah.
And you're calling us for permission.
And we're 100% giving you permission. I think, I just think that you have to also think about it. The father of your children, like your life partner, when you think about the kind of shit, if you're in a relationship and there's some like really nasty shit, do you see your future husband, father of your children, do you see him as being someone who has said this to you? Like, do you see mm-hmm. that? Do you see, like, do you want to embark on being a parent with somebody who looks at you and is like, I don't see, like, to me, that would just feel like it's a test. Like, just watching me being like, live up to my expectations, because like, you're not what I wanted it to be. And I just mm-hmm. think it's just absolute shit. And I get if you guys have had good communication and everything. And I think something that's so like such a hard thing to learn and understand once we get older is being in love with someone isn't enough, like to make any relationship work. It doesn't matter how much you love someone. Sometimes it just doesn't work. It's about compatibility and life compatibility. And if you can grow together, and if you want the same things, and if you want to make it work, and you want to like progress it forward when things get tough, and not because you love that person, but because like you're choosing that person, and you can't love him and choose him enough for the both of you, because he's not doing mm-hmm. that. And I think that this is just, as much as you've said that he's such a good communicator, I would be curious to know if he's ever said anything in an oversharing way, kind of like this to you before, because it might be masking as good communication when that's not good communication. That's just being mean. And
yeah, it's mean.
Yeah.
He didn't say like, I don't want to have children, period. He said, I don't want to have children with you.
Yeah. And also, if you don't want to have, and if he didn't want to have children, like, that's what I don't get. Like, if it was him, if he truly saw a future with you and saw all of that with you, he's saying something. He's choosing to say certain things that are so hurtful that it's, that those don't leave your brain. Like, it's not mm-hmm. like, I can just get over this, or him being like, yeah, I'm not sure I really want to have kids. And then it's something we figure out later down the road, because not wanting to have kids, he knows that you really want to, but maybe then what if you want to stay and work through it? And instead of saying that he doesn't want to have kids, he's like, well, no, how can I make it more specific to her? And it's just like, and also like, I'm sorry, sir, what do you, like, who do you see being the mother of your fucking children?
Right.
Like, what is this expectation?
What are the qualities in me that don't make me a good mother?
And why have we been dating and living together and own a house together and all of that if you don't see me with those qualities? Like, what qualities I just think this is, it's shit. It's like the same sort of feeling that I get when people will say, they'll call us and say something along the way. Oh, like, my boyfriend had a sex dream about my best friend and told me, like, and he can't control his dreams. So, like, how do I feel better about it? I'm like, no.
He can control his mouth.
Like, that's the fucking issue. Like, don't say that shit. Like, yeah, there's no fucking reason. Like, you don't gain anything from that. And that's not, oh, I'm just being honest, because there's certain things where, be honest when you need to have a conversation that's productive and you need to get something out of it. But if neither party is going to benefit from what you are saying and it's only going to hurt, then there's no need or reason to be honest. Like, maybe you're just being an asshole, and maybe you mm-hmm. need to sit with being an asshole instead of telling somebody else and therefore feeling like, oh, I'm relieving myself of this guilt because it's not like I'm withholding something from you. And look, I'm being honest, so I'm the good guy. And it's like, no, you were being an asshole. You had an asshole thought or an asshole like reaction to something. And then that's on you to figure your own shit out, but don't put that on me and then be like, it was honest.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this dude. It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. And also know that if you choose to move on to a different relationship and date somebody else new and have kids, you always, like, even if you're not birthing your own children, I know that's something that, like, I personally don't know if I can do and I really would love to do, but it's also not the only way to have kids. So mm-hmm. just know that it's adoption, fostering children, all of that stuff are amazing, great things to look into too. But yeah, because I don't, yeah, I think
I'm
for,
sorry.
Yeah, I don't want you to feel like you've got, you're running out of time. Because I also think that, like, he's has this idea of his image. And I think you're settling for a dude who has, like, who he's clearly looking for, I don't know, he wants to, like, fucking marry his mom. And you're over here being like, I guess I'll marry this dude who's, like, kind of a shit.
Yeah.
Peace the fuck out. Ugh.
Hi, guys. I'm 24, and I have a strained relationship with my mom. She is a Trump supporter, the not racist kind of racist. And a few years ago, she left my dad suddenly, kind of blindsided, actually. And now she's engaged to a man I've never met before. And I suspect that she actually cheated on my dad with this dude, but she has denied it. Don't really believe her, but anyways, this dude posts publicly to his Facebook page nasty things against liberals, millennials, women, and people of the LGBTQ plus community. Trash. But this is mostly a problem because I'm all of those. I'm bi and want nothing to do with this guy. Oh, that rhymed. Ooh, hi. But anyways, my mom not only condones this way of thinking, but she actually agrees with him. And I had a very difficult conversation with my mom over the phone. I'll explain that in a second. Coming out to my mom as bi, and unfortunately, in the same conversation, I told her, I never want to meet this guy. I never want to meet her fiance. Don't like the things that he posts. And she basically just tried justifying the way that he talks. But she said that she would always choose her kids over him. And I said, no, that's not, you shouldn't do that, because your children are not your life partner. we can't be there for you every single day. We can't share that same kind of love. And I'm not even going to be living in the same city or state or country as her for probably most of my life. So this that actually probably gives away my identity, but I don't really care. So I live abroad now, and my mom is waiting for me to come home to get married. My sister is also getting married around the same time, but dates aren't set yet. And my sister has made it very clear that neither she nor our dad, to be fair, gets a plus one to her wedding. And I agree, I understand, because in my future wedding, I also don't want this person celebrating that day with me. He's basically a stranger to me. And I just don't want that kind of person around me in my life at all. And especially not on my wedding day. So my questions are, one, should I go to my mom's wedding? And two, this is a hard one. Should I just cut her out of my life completely? Because this is not a healthy relationship. I do plan on seeing a therapist when I'm back in the States, so I won't make any big decisions around this situation until then. But I would love to hear your thoughts. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Bye.
Oi.
Yeah.
Good God. I'm actually really, as much as you said, like, this is the hard question to ask, I'm really glad you said it, because I didn't want to be like, hey, this is what I think you should do, because I don't want it to be colored by my own experiences, but I think also my own experiences can tell you how much fucking better it is on the other side once you cut out a toxic family member. And it's hard because this is such political issues right now are moral issues. And if your mom agrees with him, it doesn't.
And makes excuses for him.
Yeah, being your mom doesn't, that like arbitrary name and relationship doesn't make that okay. And it sucks to say that it also doesn't make you an exception to her judgment and like her own, how she feels about things and that own, yeah, her own morals and belief system and how she, who she surrounds herself with and everything like that, who your partner is a reflection of you. And I think that it's easier for you to see him and hate him because you don't know him. You don't have that, like, those ties with him and that history with him. But she's choosing that. She's choosing someone who you hate for very legitimate moral reasons, because you know that he says and believes incredibly hateful, small-minded, bigoted things, but also things that pertain to who you are as a person. And I think that the reason why you probably have so much hate to him, I mean, A, it's obvious why, but I think also because it's easier for you to hate him than it is to hate your mom. And I think all of that anger is really targeted towards him. And I think, as much as you even said, oh, I wouldn't want her, when she said she would always pick her children and not her life partner and all of that stuff, I think it's easier to think. I think if I were you, I would say I would cut her off, because you know it's toxic. It's a lot easier to do that than to be cut off from to take that power and to go, hey, I'm not going to stand for this relationship anymore. This isn't healthy for me. And it doesn't have to be a big blow up or super fucking dramatic. I literally ended my relationship with my mom with like a phone call, and that was it. And that was like, and I was done. And it was so calm. And I was like, I'm done. Like, this is, and I have not spoken to her since. And that is, I think it is so much more empowering, and it's such a, and I, to talk about it in the book, but it's such a feel it, like, it's such a, like, a great act of self-love when you cut out somebody who is so incredibly toxic to your life. And I think it doesn't even, and if for you, if it's not, if she hasn't always been like this, if this has been something that's only been happening the last couple of years, like politically and all of that, you also don't have to cut her off in I'm never going to speak to her ever again kind of way. It's like, while this era of her life is happening, and if this is for the rest of her life, then we won't have a relationship for that long. But I'm not going to say that I'm done with her regardless. You can be done with her while this is the circumstance. And if the circumstance changes, reevaluate all of that sort of stuff. But I would love to be like blindly optimistic and say, I think that if you're around, it'll get better. But you might open their mind a little bit and you might become an exception to the rule, but that's not without the expense of like your own mental health and like your own, like how you feel about yourself and like your own like gender identity and all of that shit and like, or like sexual orientation and how you feel about and all of that. It's just not, I don't think it's worth it to be, I think sometimes we go through life and we're the people we really care about, if they're small minded, we want to be around to like prove to them, like, look how, like, no, it's okay. Like, I'm humanizing being like queer, or I'm humanizing being any sort of like religion or race or whatever. But I don't think we think about that. Like, it's not your job. And it's like so taxing and so emotionally tolling. And you don't need to do that. You shouldn't have to like handhold your parents through accepting you and loving you. That should be like an innate response. And if you have to teach somebody how to love you, not in like your love language way, but if you have to teach somebody how to like love you and treat you, it fucks you up. Like, and you don't, that's not like a, it's not, I don't want to say it's not like a normal relationship, but yeah, like you don't, it's not like a relationship hurdle that everyone has. So, but I get that it's hard because it sounds like this is more, recent than it's not. From what you've said, it hasn't sounded like you've had a strained relationship your whole life, which is harder to grapple with when it's like a slower shift.
Yeah. And I know that she said like, I would never like choose a man over my children, but she already has.
Yep.
Like none of you have, you or your sister haven't approved of him. And I think it's really big of you to say that, that him, like, he's always going to be in her life, so it's better for her to be with someone that she wants to spend the rest of her life with than to choose her children. Personally, I wouldn't be able to do that. But I don't think my mom would never be in that type of situation, but I just, I'm having a hard time with this question just because
we have
very different relationships with our parents.
But I think that's also the point. Like, so for you, not you can't imagine yourself saying that to your mom because let's say if your parents weren't together, you would love the person that your mom would pick. You would know that it's the right person for her if you and your sisters all got along with them, that it wouldn't be this choice and this divide. And the fact that there is this, the fact that like you, the caller, are saying, I'm not going to make her choose between her life partner or her kids. She should choose her life partner means that this is the life partner that you expect for her. This isn't, it's not out of character. This isn't like, oh no, mom, this is so unlike you. This is like, it's your subconscious telling you this is who you see her with. And this is like, and I think also it's because you don't, you know, like where your mom's beliefs are. And so, you know, if she chose her kids, that would be super emotionally draining for you because you guys do not agree at all on all of this stuff. And it's super offensive. And I think, I think also it gives you, if you're even thinking about cutting a parent out of your life, you should do it. Like, and I can't, because you don't come to that conclusion or that thought naturally. Like, it's not just like a spur of the moment kind of thing, because it's so like taboo in society of like, especially like children cutting out their parents, like that whole thing. It's not super normalized at all. So if you're thinking it, you should do it, because it's, you grapple with that internally so much more, or at least I did, where I was like, oh my God, Megan, you can't think that sort of thing. That's like so, like that's so bad. And it took me a super long time, but it wasn't like a spur of the moment decision. So I think this, like the fact that you're even saying it out loud means you've thought about it a lot. And it's something that if I were you, I would do. And again, it doesn't have to be forever, if that feels really like hard and final and scary for you, especially if your siblings are all still a part of her life, but then just see if you feel better. Like, if you feel a lot better not having that relationship in your life and you feel, I mean, obviously like feeling like sad and like you're missing out, but not that you're missing her specifically, you're missing like what you wish it was, that's fine. But if you can move forward from it and feel, yeah, feel like a weight lifted off your shoulders, I think that's a good call. But you don't have to also, you don't have to tell her you're cutting her out. You could just like not respond and talk to her for a couple months, or just say like, hey, I just like need some space for a set amount of time. You don't have to commit to anything yet.
Slow ghosting.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I did. I was like, back away.
I'm 22. I met this recently famous YouTuber over Instagram about 2 years ago. He is 27. I kind of just replied to one of his stories and he messaged me back, added me on Snapchat. We were talking on Snapchat for a while. He eventually gave me his phone number. We became really good friends. We were both, you know, attracted to each other. Fast forward a year, we were talking on and off for a year. And then he flew me to meet him for the first time. And it was really great. We spent a couple days together. We, you know, did some other stuff and it was really great. I went back home, you know, we continued being friends, talking on and off. I definitely knew I was not the only girl in his life. And like, I was okay with that because I didn't really have feelings for him. I was just attracted to him. Fast forward, we've been friends for over 2 years now. I've flown to see him one other time. And it was also great. We're still really good friends. We still talk like almost every day. We care about each other a lot. I mean, I would consider him one of my best friends. I know he's kind of calmed down on the amount of people that he's talking to. And I know there's still probably a few other people. Basically, I've developed these feelings for him and I think that he knows, but I'm also not sure. I want to bring it up to him because, you know, I would be interested in, you know, pursuing something more with him, but I don't know if he's ready for that, even though he is older. So basically, I just need advice on if I should tell him that I have these feelings and risk our friendship, because I don't want to lose him as a friend. He is one of my friends and I love our relationship, but I also, you know, it's been 2 years. I want to know if something more could happen. So I just don't know what to say to him or how to bring it up to him. Yeah, I love you guys. Thank you.
Girl.
No, do not tell him.
I think she should, because he's going to say no and then they can just end this whole thing to begin to all together.
Well, yes, that is why she shouldn't tell him. It's because he's going to say no. But Yeah, it's true. It's what do you need to hear? Yeah. Oh, God, I want to know who this is, but at the same time, it doesn't fucking matter. Like,
it doesn't matter who it is, but I still want to know.
I want to know, but like,
bitch that I am.
It could be anyone. Literally, this is like, oh my God, it is just, it's such a thing. And I know that like, we like in the episode about the girl who said she was dating like an actor, this is like that times 100.
Times 10 million because they have more fan access because your whole platform is built around like interacting with your fans.
I can't even explain to you how many male YouTubers that I know who have flown out girls to sleep with them. Like to the point like you're saying that you're like, oh, I know I'm not the only one. Like, and I don't say this to like make you feel shitty, but I say this because like,
it's the truth.
It's not like he might be fine. Like him every weekend, like it, mm-hmm. and like, and then like there's a bench of 12 girls where he's at. And there is like a certain kind of person who responds to a hot girl fan in their deep. They're like, it is. Yeah, I know that there's the fanfic thing of like, oh, he like got with a fan. And you can even say like, oh, it wasn't that big of a fan. It was just like a, it's not a good look for you, the fan. It is not a good look for him. And he's being like, he won't date that, which sounds so fucked up to say, but like, I know guys who have like, they would go out of their way to then download a dating app or see if they have a mutual friend and like not have it be like, oh, this is the girl who like was a fan and slid into my DMs, just because he sees it differently. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like, it's a power dynamic. And if he's attracted mm-hmm. to that, that's like gross as fuck. But even if you're talking and texting every day, if it sounds shitty, but if he wanted to date you, he would date you. And also if you had wanted to date him, you would have, like, the fact that you're kind of realizing this 2 years down the road, like, it's just not it. Like, and either you tell him because you need to hear it and then be done, or you just fucking bounce. I don't even think you should be friends with him.
I don't think so either.
Because the second he gets a girlfriend, he's going to bounce the fuck out of your life.
Yeah.
And he will. Like, he will get a girlfriend, and then he will not speak to you ever again. And he will have all these like posts with her and all of that sort of shit. And yeah, it's just like classic. I also like, yeah, I hate to be that like super negative, but he's also like not your friend. It's not hard. I'm like bad at texting, but it's also not hard to like text a girl all like for a mm-hmm. couple years if you're not, and then you've seen her twice and it's a girl that you like fucking, and if maybe you guys are sending nudes or anything, it's not, yeah, I think that you're, the way you value him and see him is not how he sees you, which sucks to say, but it's also just stay the fuck away from YouTubers, like, just
I think for her that she should tell him, because if she doesn't, she's always going to wonder what if.
Yeah.
So if she tells him, and let's say, you know, he's like, you know what? I do want to settle down with you. Then good for you.
Send us the link to your vlog channel that you create.
But if he's like, no, I just like what we have for now, you're never going to be satisfied with that.
Yeah.
So just leave it. There's one person I know it worked for.
I will make like a broad statement that I will stand behind. Straight dude YouTubers, no. Like, it's just a hard fucking pass. Fucking forever. Like, it is just not a thing. No. Like, just no. There's this ego that comes with it that is so fucking insane. And also, if from the previous episode, if that girl who was dating a semi-famous actor, if they could go back and forth and see each other all the time and he could do a long-distance relationship, that boy was prime time. Maybe, yeah. We don't know. But
we,
like,
don't know.
This fucking YouTube boy can't... He's not even Quibi. He's YouTube. He can't even fucking settle down. Like, no, it's a fuck no, hard pass. Fuck no, hard pass. Yeah. I need to know who it is. I need to know who it is. I can't. Every YouTube boy I knew, oh my God. They'd sleep with like six girls in a fucking weekend.
Yeah. And I'd even be like the really like nice ones that I know that I like a lot, they still were fucking everybody. Even fans or no fans, they're just fucking everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's wild. You know, I've never hooked up with a YouTuber. I've made out with one, but I've never slept with a YouTuber.
You're all the ways of the wing woman.
I was. I did have a couple where it would be like, hey, and I like, and I'd be like, no, but here, pivot, my friend, look at her. And then I would like do that thing. I was like, ooh. But yeah, no. Because I'm also, again, it's big Leo energy. I'm not going to be one of your.
You're not going to be on the bench.
No. I'm going to cast my bench. Like, it mm-hmm. will be my bench and you will be invited onto it. I don't want to be on yours.
I'm Michael Jordan and you can figure this other shit out.
But also just think of this as like a cool bucket list thing. Like, you hooked up with a YouTuber and
It was fine.
I need to know who it is. And also just as like a disclaimer before, we're hoping you'll tell us. We won't share it on the podcast. But also just know I am not friends with any straight male YouTubers, so there's no weirdness there. If anything, the only thing I'll be able to do is be like, oh yeah, they're fucking trash, or like, they're scum, or they suck. And I won't say that if you guys end up dating or anything like that, but I would like to know. And also, if they live in LA,
100% know them. Yep.
100%. And if they live in LA, they fucking suck. Like, they suck so hard. Like, so fucking hard. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Okay, guys, we are back from our break and we're getting to the rest of the calls.
Hey, Megan and Melissa, I'm calling with a topic I know you guys don't talk about a lot, but I know you both are super smart and I just wanted to see what you say. So basically, I'm 17 years old and I've always typically been attracted to men. So when I became best friends with this girl 2 years older than me, I always told myself that we were just really close and nothing more than just best friends. We had been best friends for about a year, like 2 years. Until I finally let go of that denial, and she told me she had realized I was more than a friend to her as well about a year prior. I mean, she felt those feelings about a year prior. Needless to say, we've been dating for 6 months, and I've never loved her more. Everything is new, though, and I'm still battling some internalized homophobia I've obtained from being raised around a bunch of conservative white people in Texas. Side note, my girlfriend is black, so that poses another issue. Anyways, I guess I'm calling to see what you guys think about dealing with that deep homophobia. Like, I know I want to be in this relationship, and I'm attracted to her in every way, but I still have such a hard time telling people that I'm with a girl or feeling like I need to explain my sexuality to my loved ones when it's a work in progress, even to me still. I know I don't owe anyone an explanation, but I don't know how to say that to people when they're obviously confused about it. I usually end up just saying that I think guys are attractive and not girls typically, and that she's the only one, kind of the exception. But I don't know. My parents support me, which I'm really grateful for, but who don't at all. They're very religious and closed-minded, but they don't know that we're dating. They really don't like me because they have a feeling that we are dating. Yeah. And I don't know how to feel okay loving who I love in a place where very few people are open-minded and respectful of my choices. Any advice on dealing with conversations and homophobia would be great. I know it's different than most calls, but I respect and look up to you guys so much, and I want to hear your wise words. P.S. I have a therapist, and I'm a Virgo. Anyways, thank you so much. I love you guys.
This is hard. I mean, like you said, we don't have personal experience with this. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it on our Facebook group where we asked people if they would want us to do more like queer centric content, even though, because we stray away from it, is we usually actively choose to do these kinds of calls when we have a queer guest on. But right now, because it's just Melissa and I, but we got a lot of responses of people saying like, no, we would love to hear like you guys, like your side of it, as long as, and like, we know that you're not like queer and like you guys know that too, like not claiming to be a part of that kind of, to know that story and like to know the struggle of coming out and everything like that. So I think I think growing up with all of that talk and negative talk, even if you didn't know your own sexuality until, or you didn't know who you were attracted to until you were a little bit older, that could have also been a product of the fact that you knew it wasn't, your parents weren't comfortable with it, or mm-hmm. not even comfortable with it, they didn't approve of it. So not even just a shyness, but a timidness around it, it could be a lot of you suppressing a lot of your natural like feelings and emotions and who you are growing up so much that it kind of becomes like a trauma response, like that your body, like you can't, you were never given like grace and permission to like flourish and be fully you. And so you grew up, you didn't grow up like doing that. So then when you're asked to do that as an adult, even if like your parents aren't around, all of everything that they've said or everything that you've been taught still exists in you. And I think it makes a lot of, I don't know, I think we would all think, well, if I'm not around all of this toxic behavior, all of this stuff, I should be fine. And it's not the case. It's, you have to treat how you view yourself, because how your parents view things that end up being who you are it takes a toll on how you think and feel about yourself. And I think you said you have a therapist, so I hope you're talking to your therapist about that stuff. Because I think it's a lot of, I think it's also kind of just time. And that's what my therapist says in regards to like trauma response stuff, is that if my response to like a behavior that I had been dealing with for X amount of time, if I dealt with said behavior, let's say like 10 years, I'm not going to unlearn it in 6 months. I might unlearn it in 10 years. And that sucks. And it's not like I'm the next, it's not like the 10 years of which I've been learning it are just as bad as the 10 that you're like dealing with trauma. And then snap, suddenly on the 11th year, you learn it. It's like a slow and steady kind of process. So I would really give yourself that kind of like empathy to know that it's not how you feel. Cause I think internalized homophobia, I think, again, not a part of the queer community, but I would assume that would also kind of feel like you feel guilty for feeling that, because it's also, but it's not what you feel. It's what you learned and what you knew. So it's not like, oh, inside I'm homophobic. It's, oh, I spent so many years learning this and thinking this one way. I don't believe it, but that's what I was told to think. And it's really fucking hard to shake that. It's like being told that the sky is green and looking at it and be like, oh, I know it's blue. Like, I know it's blue. I know it's blue. And then suddenly someone else saying like, oh no, I know it's blue. And you're like, oh, I know it's blue. And then being like, but I spent 10 years thinking it was green. Like, and I don't feel like that. Like, I know what I know and how I feel is true. And I don't think there's anything like wrong with it, but it's hard to unlearn that kind of, it's like muscle memory. It's really hard to like unlearn that kind of behavior. And I think it's not a smaller version, but I think it's like a sector of the, if it's hysterical, it's historical thing. Like, your body knows it, your mind knows it. And it's really easy to like jump back into that comfortable, familiar feeling, even though it's not comfortable. It's just, your brain has been there. It's like autopilot. It's like you know how to get to like the same, it's like you're going to the grocery store. You know how to get to the same grocery store. You don't have to think about it. And then one day you're going somewhere else and you're like, oh, I have to consciously make an effort. And so I guess like I would say, surround yourself with really embrace the queer community, even if you don't feel comfortable necessarily taking part in it, but just consuming a ton of queer content and just following lots of queer people and seeing a lot of other proud queer people, I think will show you a different, I think, you know, obviously, you know that there's like a different side and a whole different world and a different community. But I think the more that you can surround yourself with that community versus the one that you grew up with, I think that will start to feel like home, and that will start to feel normal for you. And then if you talk to your queer friend, like, I don't know if your girlfriend has dealt with any of this or any other like friends that you have who are queer who've dealt with this, because I think it's so much more normal than people talk about. Like, I have friends who came out and they like came out like so gay, like, and like their parents never like were super liberal, super embracing of it, never had any question, and they still like they felt like a societal shame and guilt and homophobia of that, and it's not even the house that they grew up in. So I think if you grew up in that sort of way, it's gonna be time.
Yeah, I had have a gay friend, and he's very, very masculine, and he had he said only been attracted to other gay guys that are very masculine. And he had a problem with gay guys that were feminine. He's like, we're men. Why do you need to act like a woman? These are his words. And he went to therapy, but to a therapist that was in the community to help work through those issues. So I think going to a therapist that's part of that community might help and have more insight than if you're, I don't know if your therapist mm-hmm. now is or isn't, but that specialty can help you get through those issues. And I don't know if like the therapist that you're going to now, are you talking about these things with them? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it might help having somebody that has that specific insight.
Yeah. And if you are talking to your therapist about that, these issues, and your therapist, it hasn't been super helpful and your therapist isn't a part of the queer community, I would have a therapist who specializes and works and it's a part of that. I mean, most of my friends I know who are queer who go to therapy actively sought out mm-hmm. a queer, like a therapist who's gonna, who has more expertise in that, but yeah. also isn't at like, is like understands personally that kind of like struggle aspect, and not even, not that it's a struggle, but like the story and like the journey that you go through and everything.
Just a little backstory. I was in a relationship with a woman for 3 years, and then we broke up. We were broken up for probably 2 or 3 months. I broke up with her. It was for the best. And I started dating someone that I worked with, but kind of in different departments. Like, we didn't directly work together. It's not an issue. I'm just rambling. Okay. Anyway, we've been dating. Me and this guy have been dating for about 4 months. And, you know, we have been intimate, but it was both our first time, like, I don't know. It was our first time together, but it's, I don't know. But anyway, it was his, a lot of firsts for us. And I feel like I went from being in, like, a very sexual relationship to being with someone who's super, super respectful of my boundaries, which I love. But I think when it comes to, like, intimacy, it's like too respectful. And so we talked about it, but I just wanted to like we talked about it, and I was like, hey, like, if I don't like something, like, I will tell you, like, because I'm very open and stuff like that. But I think he's just nervous, and it's really cute, and I love it. But also, like, I told him, I'm like, look, is this like, but I guess I'm just wondering, like, is this something that's gonna come with like time and getting comfortable with each other and experience, or like, is there a better way I can, like, tell him what I want, like, sexually, I guess? It's not, like, a huge deal, but, yeah. So if you have any guidance about it, I hope I described it well enough. I'm always watching, and you guys are like, we need more details. I have so many questions. And so I hope that I gave enough insight, but thank you guys so much. And if I get on, I will be really excited to hear what you guys have to say. Thanks.
Oh my God, bitch, you're so fucking cute. Like, I love your voice. Like, you just, that just, I don't know why. I just feel like you're fucking cute. I so understand this. I so understand this. The first, like, I think, like, the first time Mons and I hooked up, I was like, it was great, but I was just like, okay.
Call me a slut.
Like, maybe it was the first couple of times. Yeah, I'm like, come on. Like, swear to God, it probably took him a year to call me a slut. Maybe even, like he only, like, even, he'll do it now. But for a long time, I was like, you know, if, like, we're just, like, hanging around the house, you can, like, smack my ass. He was like, well, it's, like, I don't want to, like, degrade you. And I was like, you can, I'm giving you permission.
If it's consensual, it's not degrading.
And I'm giving you permission to degrade me. Like, I'm saying, like, come on.
I like this.
Yeah. And so I think you are correct in the fact that it will take some time, 100%. I think, and the thing that works for me, and now we're at a point where I'm like, we're fine. But what helped earlier on, as opposed to saying, I'll tell you if I'm not comfortable with something, that's like, there's too much. You need to, like, put him in a box, like, give him a little bit of a box, and you, like, give him some suggestions of things that you do like and things that you'd be into, or then just have a conversation about it, like, beforehand, or say, like, throw things and tell him, you're like, say the things that you'd be down for, like, hey, I'm down if you, like, choke me in bed. I'm down if you, like, smack my ass, like, down if you call me a slut, like, all of that stuff. And then you can say, if you're not down, and, like, say something that you wouldn't be down with, like, give him some parameters to, like, go in. Because if you just say, I'll tell you if I'm not comfortable with something, yeah, and for him, I'm sure he's like,
I don't know. That's, like, freaking me out.
There's so much. Like, he's like, does she want me to pee on her? Right. Like, what is she, like, I don't know. So you giving him some guidelines and specifics of things that you would like, and then something that is kind of a little bit too far. And then from there, ask him, be like, hey, throw some things at me and I'll tell you now if I'd be into that or not.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but I mean, I think this is sweet. And I think that, like, most of my friends who are in, like, long-term relationships, they're like, oh yeah, like, there's that stage of being like, okay, you can be, like, I literally had to tell, like, I had to tell Mods, being like, are we gonna fuck, dude? Like, are we, like, what's, I mean, like, why? Like,
he asked permission to kiss you. So, like, that, yeah, that shows, yeah, that he's respectful. But then, yeah, once you are comfortable enough in that, then, you know, gotta loosen up. Take the training wheels off.
And I think it's sweet, though, because it's funny, because you're like, yeah, oh, on one hand, this is really sweet. And then you're like, on the other hand, like, come on, buddy. Yeah. So,
yeah, and I also don't think it's fair for you to compare it to your relationship that you were in for 2 years, saying that you were very sexual in that one. You just need some time to warm up. Hopefully.
Yeah.
hopefully.
And I don't think it could be like a, it could be a case of like sexual incompatibility, but I don't think you'll know that until you guys are doing it more. And then if he's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm not into mm-hmm. that. And it's deal breaker stuff for you. Then you can be like, okay, this yeah. is not my jam. But you yeah. said it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. So like, yeah, just see if you guys are in the long run, can you be sexually compatible? And if not, then if it's a deal breaker, if mm-hmm. great, nasty sex is something that you need, then, you know, this might not be the relationship for you.
I do think you should ease him into it, though. Like, if you're like, if you want, I would honestly ease into call me a slut thing, because that's pretty hard. Like, not that it's hard, but like, I would start with like a light hair pull, like some like pick like what you would consider the most tame
vanilla
yeah. things. Ease him into it. Ease him fucking into it. But don't not like trick him, but just
no. Just
don't come out guns blazing if you're worried that yeah. it might not that it, he'll just that it might if it might intimidate him.
Because mm-hmm, you both should be comfortable, and if he's not comfortable, yeah. then that's not good either.
No. Both of you should feel comfortable, mm-hmm. and if he's comfortable with where things are at, and like he doesn't want to, because I don't want to say like, oh, like he doesn't want to call me a slut. He doesn't want to do any of that stuff. Then that's like, that's fine. That's totally his yes. prerogative. He doesn't, just because you're attracted to that and that's what you're into. It's more along the lines of if he's into it, but feels a little like, I don't want to be an ass. Like, those are things that like I have been taught, or hopefully have been taught, not to degrade women. And like, now I'm in a situation where I'm supposed to like sexually degrade my girlfriend, and like, yeah, it's if he wants to do it too, like not making sure that he's not feeling uncomfortable and not enjoying it either.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, best of luck to you. I would love to know like what the examples are.
What's your
like,
kinks?
Yeah, what are your kinks? I would like to know that. But you did give a great amount of detail.
Thank you for being thorough.
Yeah, we love it. We love a thorough call. Well, do we have another one?
We have an update.
An update. Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby.
This is an update from the last episode that Nikki Lima was on. And the original girl was in a relationship for 5 years, and she had been faking orgasms. So this is an update.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. This is an update that you didn't really ask for, but I'm giving it to you anyways. I was on the episode with Nikki Lima, and I was the girl who had been in a relationship for like 5 years. And I had been faking an orgasm, and I had a hard time pulling out of it. And like, I was looking for advice on how I like nip that in the butt. So I unintentionally took Megan's advice, and after, yeah, it would have been 6 years next month, I dumped him. He's just a really lazy, unmotivated, useless piece of shit. So I'm over him, but I will take it to my next relationship that this hoe will never fake another orgasm ever again in my entire fucking life. Like, absolutely not. And it kind of just made me realize that, like, this is my chance to set a higher standard, because the bar was too low with him. And I'm feeling really good about it. And I appreciate everything you said. And, like, I thought about what Nikki said. And had I cared enough about him, I would have taken it. But I feel like after that, I just really thought that he's not even someone that I want to invest any more time in. So I broke up with him. Yep, 6 years. So if you have anything to say on what I do with my life now, that'd be cool. All right, thanks. Bye.
I love your fucking life choices. You've got such a good mind. Like, you've got, not that we're going to say there's a right and a wrong mindset, but you've got the right one. Mm-hmm. Like, this, like, the bar was too low. I didn't care about him enough to want to work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, invest which more. I think is so, like, so relatable. Like, that make, like, I've, and then we talk about even just like toxic friends in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my God, I have zero desire. I don't care about you enough to like try and make this work. So I think that is fucking amazing. And I think this was like such a great like learning thing for you. And I think you are going to have who you end up with is going to blow your mind in bed.
Yeah.
Like, you are going to accept nothing less than, like, the fucking best orgasms ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so fucking excited for
you. Me too.
Ugh. I have goosebumps. I'm so stoked for you. Like, this is just, like, such a good... This is, like, such a good empowering mindset to be in. And I think it's fucking amazing. And this is so how you're going to get really, like, what you want and what you deserve, because you also know what you want and what you deserve. And 6 years is a five years you were together, but that's a fucking mm-hmm. long time.
Yeah.
And it's a long time to, like, be with someone who doesn't really care about the outcome of
relations.
Sex with you. Yeah, like, because that's what I said, I think, in Nikki's call, that I was like, I don't know if I've ever faked an orgasm, but also, like, I never had a guy ask if I came or, like,
right.
worried, like, until Vance and I were dating. And I was like, what? You care? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember the first time a guy asked me and I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep working until I do. But
yeah, like, I mean, you didn't.
Yeah,
it's. No, but yeah, I mean, thanks yeah. for like the thought.
Yeah.
But this is great. This is amazing. I mean, I feel like our advice is always like dump your boyfriend. But it doesn't always just mean like, I don't
just,
know.
It doesn't, it's not usually like, it's never like dump him. Like, we never say like, just dump him point blank unless he's terrible. But it's usually like, you know, work through things if you want to work through them. But yeah. She clearly did want to work through them.
Yeah. And I think that's awesome, because I think a lot of the times we do, it's so funny. And I think it happens to women a lot, that like, we really want to work through things with people who are so clearly not working on them at mm-hmm. all. And like, we want to do it enough to like, for the both of us. And I think it's such like an empowering thing to be like, oh no, I don't want to do this. And then obviously there's issues that come up with in any relationship. But then when you're with someone who also wants to work on it as much as you do, then you're like, oh, wow, I don't have to like carry this fucking weight of yeah. this entire relationship on my back.
Yeah.
Your back must be tired from carrying all this weight.
Yeah, that's the next thing. What you asked what you yeah. should do next. The next thing is to stretch out.
Stretch out, masturbate, yeah. like get your fucking, like get 5 years worth of like orgasms that you didn't get yeah. with him.
Especially like, at this time.
Spend this quarantine. Yeah, like just be coming.
All the time.
Like, all the time. Like, have there be an away message where anytime anyone texts you, sorry, coming. Like, sorry, masturbating. Like, you just need, like, it needs to be like, yo, where's Becky? Oh, sorry, she's been masturbating for the last 5 hours. Like, her vagina is fucking, like, her clit is numb. That's where you need to be. Like, that's what I need for you.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's just going to be so exciting. I can't wait for like the first, I don't know if you have hooked up with someone now, but I can't wait because like you're definitely going to. I
don't think she has, because we are in lockdown and she just calls.
So. Oh, true, true, true. Yeah. But I would think that like the first time you hook up with somebody and it's like, even if it's like if it's a one night stand, whatever, I just see you like fucking like call, like I see you as like a teacher with a fucking PowerPoint mm-hmm. presentation. Like before we get into this, so you are going to do all of these things. Like you're going to come in there being like with like a fucking football, like a playbook. Like,
yeah.
I like this is you're going to call the shots, and it's going to be, you're going to be with these guys who are like, I'm so turned on by her. Like mm-hmm. this is amazing. It's going to be fucking great
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, I agree. Use this time to get to know your body some more and then be ready mm-hmm. when the time comes so you can come.
I'm so excited. This is great. So happy for you. So happy for you. Ugh. Well, is there anything else? Is that it for our
That's
episode?
That's it.
Well, guys, that is it for our episode. If you want to be on an upcoming episode, you can give us a call at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram. Get my book. It's out. You're Not Special, wherever books are sold. And audiobook. Melissa directed the audiobook. So if you want
to
listen to essentially like 8 hours of the podcast with just me talking.
Yeah.
Give it a listen. And what else? There's an digital version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All that shit. Anything else?
No.
No. No. Okay, guys. Well, we'll see you next time.
Oh, bye. No, there is one thing.
Oh. So a little update for our Facebook group, our private Facebook group. We are no longer accepting fake accounts. And I know that sounds a lot sketchier than it really was, but originally when we had talked about it, Melissa didn't even have a Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we were like, if you make a Facebook account just to be a part of the group, go ahead. But we have talked to all of the members in the group, and we also both agree that it needs to be secure and private. And because the vast majority of people in there are using their real pictures, their real names, mm-hmm. and all of that stuff, it's a sense of community. And people have, you look at the members of the group, you check if there's any, like, your friends are in there, if someone's in there, you don't want to like say anything to, but you don't have that luxury if there are fake accounts. And we understand that a lot of people wanted to apply or tried to get in or did get in that had to be kicked out who did have fake accounts because they didn't want other people to know that it was them. But we have to grant that same privilege to everybody who is showing that it's them. So they're consenting to be a part of a group and say things to knowing who's there, but we can't. It defeats the purpose of the group being private. So if you have been kicked out of the group, I am sorry. Please, you can totally reapply with your name and a picture. And there are people who are in the group who changed their picture. And like, even some people are like, I don't really have a lot of like actual photos of me. So like, it's one of like my family pet. And like, there's a big group shot. So it's not necessarily specific who the person is. But like, you need to make your, it needs to be a real Facebook. Yeah. Like, it needs to be like, you need to, it can't be something that was just created mm-hmm. for this. We need to verify, there needs to be like, oh, this is where you were, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and I think, and if that's not going to work for you on the Facebook group, then the podcast is a great place for you.
Anonymous place. Yeah.
This is the anonymous place. And it's like the different, like there's the good place, the bad place, the medium place, then the anonymous place. Mm-hmm. And then our comments too. So the YouTube comments, you can make like limitless YouTube accounts. And there's always like a good dialogue in the comments there. So if you want to sound off on anything, I think you'll get some great responses there that will also remain anonymous. And not to like promote something that's not a part of us at all, but just go to Reddit. Like Reddit has a ton of advice things that are purely anonymous.
Yeah, I have like got into Reddit a lot recently, not like for advice or anything, but it's a great community that I feel like mm-hmm. I can just talk about whatever things that I'm into without people knowing who I am. So,
yeah. And that's just not this place.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Sick, sick, dude. Okay. And cool. Scene.
Goodbye.
Don't Blame Me is a production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts. Camera operator Amanda Lechner. And music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.